The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. What exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Yes, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
For those of you listening on terrestrial radio broadcast, sorry guys, YouTube just won't let me do this for you. First person to text me on our text line, 703-869-1262, a name. The movie from whence that clip came. You will get a signed copy of all of my three books, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul. Welcome, my friends, to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump, across the nation on more than 200 stations, live on YouTube, Facebook, as well. Well, of course, why did I play that cut? I played that cut. Once again, the text number is 703-869-1262. Because let's talk about things that are more important than hysteria. Let's talk about the fact that we've lost one of the greats at age 90. Max von Sydow has shuffled off this mortal coil. One of the great actors of the modern cinema. My favorites, of course, the big ones. People talk about the art house movies, the serious black and white ones like The Seventh Seal. I prefer things like 3 Days of the Condor, Flash Gordon, The Exorcist, and a very lesser-known film. If you haven't seen Brass Target, about the death of General Patton, it's fictionalized, of course. He plays the professional killer, the hired assassin. It's one of his best, most understated roles. Check out Max von Sydow in Brass Target. Rest in peace, my friend. The market is, of course, tanking. Why? Because it is in the interests of certain people that hysteria be translated into the stock market, and also because emotions seem so often in today's day and age to override reality. Oil prices have sunken to a 30-year low, and people see that as a problem. How is oil prices dropping a problem for the average American? Do you remember what happened under Jimmy Carter when you had to get in line to put gas in your tank, when whether or not your tags ended in an odd number or an even number would determine whether or not you could buy gasoline on any given day? Is that what America prefers? Of course not. But we have politicized everything. A 7% drop in the S&P. Yes, but why? For no good reason. It's quite remarkable that as I've been preparing for today's show, I've been sitting here in the studio and Even Fox News has surrendered to the doomsayers as for literally the last 30-plus minutes, I've been watching footage of a cruise liner slowly wend its way under the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco Harbor and to dock in that port. Why? Because it has been isolated, quarantined, with more than 20 people who have been found to have coronavirus on board, as if that is news. Again, coronavirus is a collective term. It is a family of viruses, which includes the common flu. And if you look at the statistics for just this season so far in the United States, we have had more than 16,000 people die of the common flu. Now, were you rushing out to buy toilet paper and surgical masks because of the common flu? Was the stock market overreacting? Was the price of oil plummeting because people were catching the flu? Let's listen to a professional who actually knows what the reality is. He goes by Dr. Drew. He's actually Dr. Drew Pinsky, and he provides a little bit of perspective, and that's one of our objectives here today on America First. This is Dr. Drew Pinsky, Cut 5.
So you've seen pandemics over the decades. Yes. How does this one compare with everything?
A bad flu season is 80,000 dead. We've got about 18,000 dead from influenza this year. We have 100 from corona. Mm-hmm. Which should you be worried about, influenza or corona? 100 versus 18,000.
Right.
It's not a trick question. And look, everything that's going on with the New York cleaning the subways and everyone using Clorox wipes and get your flu shot, which should be the other message, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So I have no problem with the behaviors. What I have a problem with is the panic and the fact that businesses are getting destroyed and people's lives are being upended, not by the virus, but by the panic. The panic must stop. And the press, they really somehow need to be held accountable because they are hurting people.
The press are hurting people. American lives are being upended. Businesses are crumbling. Not because of the coronavirus. Listen to the statistics. 22 dead versus 16,000 with the common flu. I asked Eric just to do a quick search as we're preparing for the show. 22 dead from coronavirus. There are going to be 300 people who die this year because they fall off a ladder. Are we having ladder usage crises in America? How about something that seems mundane? Water. 10 people a day, 3,000 a year will die from drowning. And I'm excluding boating accidents. People suffocating, dying in their bath, people falling into a swimming pool. 3,000, not 22, is from the coronavirus. Are we panicking about baths and swimming pools? We're not. So what's going on? I'll tell you my interpretation. There's no univalent answer. There's no one answer to what's going on. But there's an interaction of two or three key drivers. The first one is sensationalism, just for the sake of it, just clickbait. So Jake Tapper and CNN and Washington Post can get more clicks, more advertisements, and more money. Secondly, there's always the aspect of the fear of the unknown. COVID-19. If somebody said, well, do you know that the people most at risk from dying from coronavirus are over the age of 80? And the majority of people who catch it won't even know they have it and will recover from it without even knowing that they had it. Does that sell newspapers? Does that get clicks on your website? Of course it doesn't. They won't tell you that you have to be over the 80 years of age to be at serious risk. And most people have no idea they've got it and won't know they've had it when they recover from it. And lastly, and most insidious of all, there are certain individuals in this country, interest groups, political actors, who think this is how they can effectively attack the president. And that's despicable. They've tried everything else. Lies, calumnies, smears. They've tried impeachment and it failed. And that's truly outrageous. That's what you should be angry at. Let's return to the good doctor. This is Dr. Drew Pinsky again, telling you what you need to know and what those interest groups are leaving out. Dr. Drew, cut six.
The World Health Organization is out now saying the fatality rate from the virus is 3.4%, right? Every publication from the WHO says 3.4%, and we expect it to fall dramatically once we understand the full extent of the illness. No one ever reports the actual statement.
Nobody ever reports the actual statement from the World Health Organization, from the Center for Disease Control. Why? Why do they leave that out? Because it's not in their political or economic interest. Let's get a grip, America. You be part of the solution. Calm those around you down who are giving in to the hysteria. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back, my friends. We're here to give you the truth, the facts, and no hysteria. Also, to express gratitude, thanks to all of you who've already donated thousands of dollars to our Food for the Poor campaign. This feeds starving children in rural Guatemala. And we have an incredible little audio cut from Natalie Anderson, a high school junior from Nashville, who tells us about a little girl called Camilla.
I was actually pretty nervous. I might not be able to connect with the children because of the language barrier. But the second family we met, I just fell in love with this little girl named Camilla. She placed two of her very own stickers on my hands. And it just struck me because even in her own despair and desperation and not having anything at all, she was still giving something to me.
She doesn't have anything. But she's giving that American visitor something. How about we step up to the plate? This Lenten season is a time for reflection and reaching out and helping others. This is a time where a donation of just $80 can supply food and clean drinking water for a hungry child for a whole year, thanks to Food for the Poor. You can donate now. Just it takes a matter of minutes, and any amount makes a difference by going to my website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. If you prefer, you can call Feed Food for the Poor at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Now is the time to be a modern missionary. Please, let's help these children. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. I thank you, and they will thank you. Back to the topic of the day, the increasing hysteria. There is a new CNN interview with Hillary Clinton where she said that she saved us from the SARS epidemic when she was Secretary of State. There's only one problem with that, Hillary. SARS was in 2002, 2003, and you didn't get to be Secretary of State till 7 years later. Are we surprised? Of course we're not. But then what about Jake Tapper? Is he a politician? Here we have an audio cut that my first guest will comment on. Jake Tapper trying desperately to get the Surgeon General Jerome Adams to say that the medical professionals are being suppressed. Cut one.
I understand you don't want to get into politics, but can you assure the American people that decisions are not being made just because the president wants to keep the numbers low as opposed to helping Americans? I mean, that's what he said directly. He doesn't want to bring them in because the number will double. That's not a medical decision. That's a public relations decision.
Well, what I can say to you is based on my experience being on the task force for about a week and a half and being in that situation room every day, that the medical input is taken. Tony Fauci, Ambassador Birx, Bob Cadillac, myself, Ben Carson, you have multiple doctors in the room, and our voices are in no way, shape, or form suppressed. As a matter of fact, the vice president usually starts and ends by saying, doctors, is there anything that I need to hear that I'm not hearing?
He's Mr. Media for the Hill. You can follow him on Twitter, and I advise you to do so at Joe Concha TV. Joe, is there anything that can't be politicized by the media in today's America?
Well, remember, the Washington Post just last year said that the president is complicit, that's the exact quote, for extreme weather hitting the country. In other words, hurricanes. He is responsible for creating. They didn't exist before 2016. And now, therefore, because we dropped out of the Paris Accords or something, then therefore the president is complicit when people die and homes are ruined and businesses destroyed by natural disasters. So we've already seen this movie before. And now you have CNN Today, Sebastian, who announced that they will refer to the global coronavirus outbreak as a pandemic, literally saying this in the announcement that was written by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who serves as their chief medical correspondent. He says, starting today, you'll notice that CNN is using the term pandemic to describe the current coronavirus outbreak. It is not a decision we take lightly. While it sounds alarming, it should not cause panic. So even though the World Health Organization and the CDC have not declared that this is a pandemic, CNN, as a news organization, has decided to embrace these three words, panic for profit, in order to create even more fear and, from their perspective, hopefully more viewers so maybe they could finally start beating Nick Jr. in the Hallmark Channel because nothing else is working at this point.
I don't think I have heard Joe Concha that agitated. Wow. That is a metric for me. That's a metric. But let's stop for a second. For those who are not familiar, because these things get bandied around and people don't know what they mean. So what is a pandemic? A pandemic is a disease, is an infection, is it a virus that affects a whole geographic region, like a country or the globe. I guess CNN thinks that 22 fatalities in a population of 320 million is the United States.
Yeah, the official definition of a pandemic is, let me just make sure I got it here correctly, outbreak must be widespread on two continents to be labeled a pandemic. That's according to the World Health Organization. So is it widespread on two continents? I mean, I know that Italy is having a problem. China seems to, I think they said the cases are going down there. South Korea, cases are going down. Here, to your point, the only number I look at, Sebastian, quite frankly, is death toll. And 22 deaths are too many, of course. But then I compare that to the flu. And in the winter of 2018, just in the winter, 80,000 Americans were killed. So I know the death toll is going to go up from coronavirus, but is it going to remotely even approach any number like that? I mean, I don't see the pace happening at this point where you're going to start seeing that. And again, we need to be educated on this stuff. It's the elderly that have pre-existing conditions, respiratory conditions, yes, immune problems, all those things. That's the people that are primarily, almost exclusively, are going to be affected. And that's unfortunate, and they should protect themselves. But to call this a pandemic and try to scare the American people into, I can't go into a Costco, you can't find hand sanitizer, Purell anywhere, toilet paper, all of these things. And I think that while we should prepare, at the same point, the media is only fueling this thing, and that's why you're seeing the reaction that we are, half on the facts and half because of hysteria.
We've got 60 seconds left in this segment with Joe Concha. Follow him right now, Joe Concha TV. Just a kind of yes or no question, really, to you, Joe. So before the show opened, I watched one of the leading cable channel, news channel in my studio, and for a good 35 minutes, all they showed was a certain cruise liner slowly steaming through San Francisco Bay to finally dock with 21 corona-infected passengers on board. 35 minutes of footage! Quick question, Joe Concha. Would that channel have dedicated 35 minutes of footage if, I don't know, Hillary Clinton were president?
Oh, so this is rhetorical Monday. You didn't even give me a heads up about that.
I'm sorry. I just want to meet your expert to give me an answer.
It's the O.J. Bronco, right?
Exactly. Yes.
It's a boat. And you even have a Washington Post columnist today saying that this is Trump's Chernobyl. Don't even freaking compare this to Chernobyl, for Christ's sake, which was man-made and was a massive cover-up and saw people still to this day impacted by it. So please.
Okay, now I'm going to get angry. Thanks to our guest, Joe Concha. Back with him in a moment here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Most awesome pipes in talk radio, Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. I'll go a little lower, then we'll have a voice off. Listen, this is a time to buy shares. This is a time to buy stocks. Also, it's a time to plan your holiday. Get ready for when all this insanity ends. And you know what we can do? Come with me on vacation to the Holy Land. The Stand With Israel 2020 tour this December. When all the craziness has died down, we're going to go and we're going to see the land where our Savior actually walked. We're going to visit 40 sites, 440 sites of historic, cultural, and religious import, including the Wailing Wall, the ancient city of Jerusalem, the modern city of Tel Aviv, and the Sea of Galilee. Go to my website right now, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, and register today. And just in case you thought it was going to be a sedate event, Mike Lindell, Mr. Pillow, is coming with us. Go to sebgorka.com and register today for the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. We are back with Mr. Media for the Hill. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Concha TV. Can we do a little bit of politics, Joe? Do you mind?
Oh, I adore talking politics. The wrong word to use there, but
well,
yeah,
I'll segue it into your domain. I'll do politics / social media. So there's an individual. I didn't know who it was. Somebody sent me his tweet. He's called Matt Duss. D-U-S-S. And that's his name on Twitter. Just in case anybody wanted to say hi to Matt Duss on Twitter, he just posted the following. Man, people are in a really good mood in the Senate today. Oh, right. Ted Cruz is self-quarantined. Now, that kind, you know, like an idiot, like a frat boy. But I just looked up who this person is. Matt Duss, D-U-S-S, is the foreign policy advisor for Bernie Sanders. Joe Concha, are you surprised?
He's going to be unemployed soon, I think. You want to talk politics. And I'm the guy who said Biden had no shot. And I'm just floored by the fact that this is going to be the Democrats' nominee, considering that you go back and listen. I watched the 2012 debate between then-Vice President Joe Biden and Paul Ryan.
Yep.
And Biden was sharp. He was tough. He was quick. He had numbers. Boom, boom, boom. And that's why when you see this version of him now, it's just astounding that this was the fallback safe option for the Democratic Party, considering the 30 people ran, right? So to your point, though, in terms of Bernie Sanders and his foreign policy advisor, I mean, he's going to get his clock clean tomorrow, it looks like, in Michigan. He won Michigan in 2016. That's Bernie Sanders did. So then there's probably no path for Bernie unless he stayed in and tried to go to a contested convention. It's going to go to Biden anyway. These types of tweets, I'd love to see people actually say these things to people's faces.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Everybody's so brave on
keyboard cowards, the lot of them.
Yeah, and I tell people, so I don't get a lot of criticism. I'm fairly benign on social media, but once in a while there'll be some, I can't say the word, smart.
Yahoo.
You know, that,
say
that's
Yahoo.
There. Yeah. You know, somebody in the business, right, that'll take a shot at me, and I'll write them on DM. I'll be like, yeah, just give me a call, friendly call, and then I want to see how what their demeanor is going to be.
Interesting.
And I never get the call.
Interesting. Funny how that works. All right, let me ask you this in the last couple of minutes we have with Joe Concha. Following right now, Joe Concha, C-O-N-C-A-TV on Twitter. And he does have a good Twitter game. So which interpretation do you lean towards? That Biden is just the lazy default choice of the Democrats, or there's some deep, deep eighth dimensional chess with Hillary or Michelle standing in as the Veep and then the 25th Amendment. Do you buy any of that garbage, Joe?
I'm buying the garbage.
He's buying the garbage. Sell this man a bridge in Connecticut.
But Biden's a vessel, right? And but most Democrats, if you shot them with sodium pentothal, you know, they would tell you, I have zero confidence in that this guy could even get to election day. I don't mean living, but I'm just saying in terms of just he just is getting worse and worse every day, it seems. I'm not going to go with the mental fitness thing, but clearly there is some sort of decline going on that we're all witnessing, and it should be of concern. So then they have to put somebody as vice president, right, in there that has experience, name recognition, and if something happens to Mr. Biden, then you need to have people feeling confident that whoever the number two is can take over and run things right away.
We've got
absolutely be his choice.
Who?
Kamala Harris, but now Stacey Abrams from Georgia.
So you think Hillary?
I think that the Democrats, as they're currently composed, have to put a person of color and probably a woman in that spot.
Right.
Almost undoubtedly a woman, definitely a person of color. But then I keep kind of going back to Hillary. Why is she hanging around so much?
And yeah.
But then you'd have to hire a food taster for Biden, which would be, you know, expensive, I would imagine. Would you take that job? I know I wouldn't.
But hang on a second. It doesn't have to be a person of color. If sex is a choice, if gender is a choice, I'm sure ethnicity is. I mean, can't Hillary do a Pocahontas? Stop giving them ideas. We've been talking to Joe Concha. Follow him. He is my favorite media guy out there. Joe Concha TV on Twitter. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Have you taken your balance of nature today? Why not? You should if you want to stay healthy. I do it every day before the show, and that's how I make sure that even though I hate kale, it is the work of the devil. I'm going to take 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables with those 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, because that is how good Balance of Nature really is. If you order right now, you'll get 35% off and free shipping and access to your very own free health coach at the end of a phone line. Order right now, balanceofnature.com, or call 800-246-8751. I did that a little bit quickly. I will slow down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Special super code G-O-R-K-A. I take it every day, so should you. The call board is absolutely full. Jimmy, Ken, Jay, Richard, Judy, don't go anywhere. If you want to call, the number is 833-334-6752. Sound off.
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Okay, we have a winner. Of course. The audio clip I opened the show with, instead of our usual audio opening, was from Flash Gordon, the opening of the movie. Flash Gordon. Dude, you gotta send me your name if you're gonna text me if you want to win the prize of the 3 copies of my books signed. I'm going to respond to this text. But if you're texting us, at least give us your name so I can give you a shout out if it's good. The number is 703-869-1262. That's our patriotmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. Congratulations to that listener. But we need your name and then your address. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you want to deal with this hysteria, you've got to make sure that you get a good night's sleep. If you haven't done it yet, do what I do. Do what the president does. Lay your weary head every night on one of Mike Lindell's premium My Pillows. He sold only 45 million of them. They're that good. And all of his products are fabulous, from the mattress toppers, the body pillows, the travel pillows, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. You will get the biggest discount ever because you're a member of my family. 60% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Or call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Secret, super secret code, Gorka. G-O-R-K-A. And right now he's got a two-for deal on those super luxurious Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. Buy one, get two. And Mike guarantees you will never, ever sleep on anything that luxurious. Do it now. MyPillow.com. The call board is absolutely full. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. And oh, somebody who's been waiting a long time, we're going to go ladies first. We're going to travel to Brooklyn. Line 5, Judy, welcome back to America First.
You always crack me up. How are you? How are you feeling? How's your knee, Bionic Man?
I am pretty good. Pretty good. I'm off the painkillers, thanks to Relief Factor. I'm still, you know, trying to get over the fact I had 28 staples in my knee. Staples! Staples!
I thought you took them out.
Yeah, I said I had. I had 28.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm still trying to kind of, you know, because I didn't even know I had staples in my knee until I was scratching my knee about a week ago. And I thought, oh, what's that? I went under the dressing and I thought, that's not a suture. It's a piece of metal. What are these people doing to me? Jumping over tall buildings. Judy, you're not ringing about my knee. Why are you ringing us today? Tell us what you want to share with 2 million listeners across the nation. In fact, the globe. Okay. I keep getting texts from Sweden. There's somebody in Sweden who keeps listening to me. Good guys.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought I'm the only one to text you. I'm sorry. Listen.
No, Judy, you are not the only person to text me, but nice try. You're the only person to send me 23 texts in one day. That is true.
I know. And I leave room for other people. I'm so unselfish. Listen, Dr. Gorka, I decided that this whole media-created hysteria is a good thing. And think about it. There was SARS, there was MERS, there was C. diff, there was the flu. So many people died from it. You didn't hear a peep out of the media.
More than 1,000 people died under Obama's watch during SARS before he declared an emergency. More than 1,000 Americans.
So this is my analysis, my humble analysis. Tell me what you think.
Go ahead.
And by the way, before I even tell you what I'm thinking, no normal person will ever blame it on Donald Trump because it's a Chinese virus coming from Wuhan. It's ridiculous.
Correct.
But here it is. I think this hysteria is a good thing because it's going to bring awareness to everyone. People are protecting themselves left and right, washing their fingernails and whatever they have to do. This virus will disappear faster than you could say boo, I believe. And then the stock market's going to go shooting right back up higher than ever. I'm telling you, that's how I feel.
You know, I think you might be right. I think the hysteria, because so many people are overreacting because you can't buy hand sanitizer, it's going out of style, it's so, you know, hard to get hold of, but it may actually be that overreaction that means we deal with it better. I'm not thanking CNN, I'm not thanking Jake Tapper, but I think you're right, Judy. God willing, that is what happens, and yes, the stock markets will bounce back, and we have 238 days to make sure that the hysteria is dealt with. God bless you, Judy. Somebody has exactly the same kind of input to make, but on another angle, it's Richard in Los Angeles. Welcome, Richard.
Hi, Dr. G.
Hey.
You're the best show on the radio.
Oh, God bless.
And my wife's Chinese, so we have a lot of information from China. In fact, my daughter-in-law and my 2 grandkids were stuck there, and they're on their way back next week.
Wow.
But over 250,000 people died in 2019 on highway accidents in China. They're saying that probably saved 100,000 people's lives because they're not going to work and they're not out. In the U.S., 35,000 people died last year, and I'm going to guess probably close to 10,000 will be saved because of working out of the house. Some schools are closed.
San Francisco, you know, yeah, no, Richard, this is really happening. I was talking to, you know, my family members in San Francisco and California. People, big companies like Google and others, they're telling people to stay home. Stanford is making all courses remote and by internet, which means what? You're right. People aren't going to get on their bicycles. They're not going to drive their cars. They're not going to get on their motorbikes. So we could actually see more people survive this insanity in general because of the overreaction. I'm not saying the overreaction is a good thing, but if more lives are saved as a result, as a knock-on effect in other ways, that is only a good thing. Great call, Richard. We're going to go to the rest of your calls in a moment. Jimmy, Ken, Jay, don't go anywhere. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And don't forget our PatriotMobile.com text line. We have a name now for our winner. It's Matt in Arizona. Well done for identifying Flash Gordon. Matt, those books are on the way. Our text number line is 703-869-1262. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works. And man, am I so grateful that it works. I had knee surgery. I just had 28 staples taken out of my knee, and I'm not taking any painkillers. I was not taking any painkillers when I sleep, not during the day as I'm on crutches. Why? Because I don't need them. All I'm taking is Relief Factor. It's my knee that was drilled through, and I don't need painkillers. That's how incredible this natural pain relief product is. What Pete and Seth Talbot have created is bringing pain relief right now to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. And it could be you. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out if it can work for you in liberating you from your daily pain. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day. Come on, you know you're worth it. Try it out morning and night for 3 weeks and see if it works for you like it works for me. You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
It's not Arizona, it's Arkansas. Shouldn't that be pronounced Arkansas? Matt in Arkansas is the winner. And thanks for the compliment you just texted me. Most kind. Says he's a voice talent. Is there another deep voice Dave out there listening to us from Arkansas? Let's get back to your calls here on America. That's absurd. How are we at the end of the first hour? It's just wrong, man. Just flew by. Let's squeeze in. Oh, yes, Jay's got a great point. Jay, Line 3, California. Welcome, Jay.
Dr. Gorka, listened to your show since the first day. Have huge appreciation for you and guest content. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I just would like to dig one layer deeper on the 3.4% mortality rate attributable to coronavirus. And I'd like to know, for those who are 60 or older, infirm, what's that mortality rate? 60 and above, not ill, what's that mortality rate?
Right.
And same questions for people under those ages.
The highest mortality rate is 16%, and that's for over the age of 80. And it decreases as you go down the age cohorts to minuscule percentages by the time you get to people who are under the age of 40. So 16% is the highest, and that's over the age of 80.
And what is the infirmity? Is that significant?
I don't know about infirmity. The biggest risk is over the age of 80 in anybody who has respiratory issues already to begin with.
Got it. Well, I know I can count on an answer from you, Dr. Gorka. Keep up the good work, and thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Jay made a point on that Jeff put on the screen here, which is key, that the mortality rate which we have at between 1 and 3%, depending on who you listen to, that only counts people who we know have been infected. And one of the key things the president said, which is absolutely correct, is we have no idea how many people are infected. Why? Because the majority of people who will be infected or are infected don't know they have it and will not know they have it and will recover without knowing they had it. They'll just feel flu-y, especially if you're younger and you have no health problems already. So if you add all of those things together, then you know that this is overblown, this is hysteria, this is clickbait, it's about money, it's about advertising dollars, and it's also, sadly, about political capital. It's about making political profit from what is an individual tragedy for 22 people and their families in this country. And that's just wrong. 1 hour down, two to go. We will have Chris Buskirk with us of American Greatness. And then my buddy from across the pond, Mike Graham, and you here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of President Donald John Trump, on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.